The normal single trailer is 19 metres long, and these are 20 metres, so it's one extra metre, but we're 47% more efficient by using that one extra metre.
So how do you do it?
It's a reconfiguration of the axles. So where a normal triaxle or a small B-double has four axles, two sets of tandem axles, we've actually split those axles out into four single axles, which gives us a higher mass per axle. So we can now carry up to 10 tonne per axle rather than two groups of 17. That's where we get one of those efficiencies from.
So how many litres of milk more on these sorts of configurations?
Yeah, that's a good question. Your standard triaxle trailer carries about 27,000 litres. A small B-double maybe around the 32,000 litres. These trailers up to 38 or 39,000 litres.
Right, so 20%+ more.
Yes. That's what makes it more efficient.
Well, more efficient, more weight on the roads though. More worries, more potholes?
No, actually the reverse. We had a meeting yesterday with State Growth here in Tasmania to talk exactly about that problem. They're very concerned about the increased vertical pavement loading, and we were able to demonstrate to State Roads that there's no horizontal loading at all. And while we're a little bit worse on the vertical loading, we're so much better on horizontal that they can give us some credits for horizontal. And that's something that sort of we've started to notice very regularly now as we drive around, that you'll notice on any sweeping bend, any road outside a truck depot, the road surface is very broken. As the truck swings around that corner, the forces that the triaxles are creating is actually splitting the road, breaking the road surface. And with our trucks, there's none of that.
None of that? Or less of that?
No, actually none of that. We can show very dramatically that there is no side loading at all on our combination compared to the existing combinations.
So you're telling me all of the advantages, but there must be disadvantages with bigger trucks. I'm thinking particularly of navigating through farm gateways and turning circles. I mean, these are just massive machines.
It's actually the opposite. The design of the vehicle has made it a very flexible vehicle. It bends very easily in the middle because of the three pivot points. The downside of that is it makes it impossible to back, or very difficult to back. But with occupational health and safety now not allowing drivers to reverse without a spotter, without somebody behind them guiding them, reversing the truck on farm was never an issue. So we didn't design these to go backwards. So with three pivot points, it makes it very flexible, navigating tight driveways, tight turnarounds on farm, in and around roundabouts in small towns, very, very easily and efficiently.
Chris, you say you're negotiating with the state and with others. Who's actually adopted this yet?
Victoria's adopted it almost statewide. We've just been granted general access on our 26 metre for all over Victoria, which is just unprecedented. No other vehicle has ever been on the road at that length with that level of access. We're still negotiating some 20 metre top level masses with Victoria. Some of the other states have been a little bit slower to adopt that, but we're getting a very, very good feedback. And I think in a very short time, we'll see all of the states moving to a more national system where these products are allowed to be adopted nationwide.
Nationwide, so not just in the milk industry, more broadly for transport tasks?
We hope so. It's a product that primarily was designed for the dairy industry because of the flexibility of the on-farm tasks. If you look at just a general point-to-point haulage for general freight, it's probably not quite as necessary. I mean, if you're just driving in a straight line and you're not turning, you're not damaging the road, so therefore it's not such a big issue. However, having said that, the trucks still have to turn in and out of driveways. They still have to get into, you know, truck depots down side streets. So I see this technology in 10 years' time being in just about every transport field there is.
Can I ask you lastly, I think you said the savings are around $330,000 a year. How did you calculate that?
I looked at a freight task of 100 million litres, which is around what one company would pick up in one area. And if they did that with a standard B-double, the standard B-double is very hard on tyres. And the replacement cost of tyres is huge on a B-double. We've had our longest truck, or our oldest truck now, has been running for about 10 months. It's done 167,000 kilometres, and we're less than halfway through the tyre life. Whereas the comparable B-double would be on its fifth, sixth, or maybe even seventh set of tyres. So that saving is largely made up of tyres. It's also made up of the increase in the freight. So we're carting more milk, less trucks on the road. That's one of the big things that the states and councils are looking at, that if we can have less transports on the road, we have a little bit more flexibility on the time that we allow the trucks on the road. So, okay, we don't want trucks at school times. We now have more flexibility because we can carry more with less. We don't need trucks to be going all day, every day, to do the same freight task.
Well, the latest figures for milk growth in Tasmania have been, across this summer season, 11%. So it's quite strong growth in this state.
That's fantastic. And I see Tasmania in particular continuing to grow. You've got water here, you've got grass here, you've got a perfect climate for dairy. And I see the dairy industry in Tasmania just prospering, and therefore the need for more efficient trucks to do more with less is, I think, a great opportunity for us down here in Tasmania.